Jaya Radha Madhava Vallabhi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha
Sankirtan moment. The Sankirtan moment means vibration of the transcendental sound. In the beginning of creation, sound is the origin of all creation that is admitted in the Bible.
Really?
We are reading a passage from your Bible.
Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not.
So, the same thing expands in the Vedic literature. Here it is said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So, God being absolute truth, there is no difference between God, His form, His quality, His word, and everything relating to God. That is also God. Just like in the material world, the name and the subject or the substance, they are different. Just like when you are thirsty, you simply utter the word, water, water, it will not quench your thirst. But in the spiritual world, the name God or Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are the same.
In the spiritual world, the name is Krishna, the
just parallel to this Bible passage, I will quote one Sanskrit verse from the Vedas. Therefore, it is said, Nama Suntamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinnatya Namana. Namely, the name of God is as powerful as God is Himself. It is called Purna. Purna means complete. And Shuddha. Shuddha means without any material contamination. Purna Shuddha Nitya. Nitya means Sitana. Abhinnatya Namanana means without name, different from the person whose name we are chanting. The idea is that when we chant the holy name of God, just like Krishna, that Krishna is present there. As soon as you chant God's name, not necessarily that you have to chant the name Krishna, any other name which you know that it is God's name, you can chant. God has got many names, and they can be planted by different languages in different countries where the needs are. The effect is the same. Practically, God has no name, but His name is given according to His activities. This time we are chanting God's name, Krishna. Krishna means all attraction. So, God is all attracting. We can have the idea how we consider attractiveness in this material world. One is attractive in this material world. If he is very rich, if he is very powerful, if he is very wise, if he is very beautiful, in this way, in six ways, one becomes the most attractive. The statement is there in the Vedic literature, Oishadjasa samadrasa bijasa jasasa kriya jnana vairagya saiva sarayati bhavangana. God is all attractive by six features, that He is the richest of all, He is the strongest of all, He is the most beautiful, He is the most wise, He is the most renowned sorcerer, and He is most famous. So our position, we are living entities. All living entities are the human beings who are sitting in this hall. We are all sons of God. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that to find out with us, sarvajuni sukonteya sambhavanti murtayaja tathana mahajani brahma aham bija pujapita. Read it.
Sarvajuni sukonteya murtaya sambhavanti yaha tathana brahma mahajani raham bija pujapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature. And that I am the seed-giving father.
So, according to basic conception, any living entity in any form of life, they are all part and parcel of God. Your Bible says that in the beginning there was Word only, and the Word is God. So before the creation, the God was there. Then all the creative features were from the camp, which means came from God.
Dilediği zaman öldüğü gözlüğü döner, sabah bir kırkları bir alanya, abek bir alanya, ete çürbe. Güzel çocuğun bizi bana. Donduğu yer, sus bede. Cennet yürüdü.
It is clearly stated in this verse, all things were made by Him. The original creator of everything is God. Everything means including all, not only a certain person or certain thing. Everything means everything, all. So all things were made by God, made by Him, means all these creatures, there are different creatures, 8,400,000. They were created by God. One who creates is the Father. Just like in the material sense also, a father creates his children. So how can you say no? Because here in the Bible it says that all things were made by Him, created by Him. Therefore He is the Father of Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So you cannot deny the authoritative statement of Vedas or Bible by your Hindi language. When you go to your child, you ask, Father, give us our daily bread. That means He is Father of everyone. This is His perfect knowledge. That God is Father of everything that is made. Here it is clearly stated, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. That is also statement of the Vedanta Sutra, the most perfect philosophy of Vedic language. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, means this human life is meant for inquiring about God. So the first understanding of God is that He is the creator of everything. So this present Krishna consciousness movement is meant for understanding God. This Krishna consciousness movement is started not now, say in your country, Western country, say for the last 6 or 7 years. But the Krishna consciousness movement is on this planet for the last 5,000 years. When I say Krishna consciousness, it means God consciousness. So, human beings human life is meant for understanding God and become God conscious. In the animal life, there is no possibility of understanding God. When we invite by advertisement, please come here in this meeting, we shall discuss something about God. The human being comes, not the cats and dogs. This is so human being is the chance given by nature to understand about God. If we do not take chance, if we do not fulfill this chance, that means we have got this chance to understand God, then our next life may not be human being. The soul is within your body. The soul is the part and parcel of God. If you try to understand what is the soul, then partially you understand what is God. If you study yourself, then you study to some extent what is God. Because you are the sample of God. It is also stated in the Bible that human being is made under the image of God. So, if you study yourself, that is called meditation, then you can understand what is God. Therefore, the yoga system is recommended. Those who are in bodily consciousness of life, for them, this meditation, yoga, or to understand oneself, that is very important thing. If you try to understand yourself, very simple method. You take your finger, you ask yourself, whether you are finger, the answer will be no. I am not finger, it is my finger. Everyone will say, even a child will say, this is my finger, my hand, my leg, my head. Nobody will say that I leg, I finger, I head. Nobody will say. Therefore, the conclusion should be, I, the soul, is different from this material body. The material body changes on account of presence of the soul. Just like a child gets a different body, like a boy. A boy gets a different body, like a young man. Similarly, young man gets another body as an old man. Finalement, Every one of us can consider that I had a small body of child, I had a small body of boy, I had a youthful body, now I have got this old body. By this simple study, I can understand that I am different from the body. And because I am eternal, in all forms of body, I was existing, that I can understand also. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Na hannate hannamane sarire." After the destruction of this body, I, the soul, I am not destroyed. I continue to live. The soul is eternal, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Nitya sasatayam nahannati hannamani sarire. Eternal, very old, still, after the destruction of the body, the soul is never destroyed. That means destruction of this outer gross material body. Every day, every night we have got experience. The body lies down on the bed, but with my subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego, I dream and I go somewhere else from my bedroom. This is going on daily in our experience, that I leave the gross body, I take my subtle body and I do something else, although my body is here. The conclusion is therefore that I, the soul, I am changing my body from the gross to the subtle, from the subtle to the gross. In our daily life, we have got experience that I accept the subtle body. The subtle body is there, there is no question of acceptance. But with the subtle body, I dream, and again, when the dream is over, then I come to this gross body. So death means when the subtle body carries the soul to another gross body, not this gross body, that is called death. So this subtle body means mind, intelligence and ego that carries me to another body according to the nature of my mind. At the time of death, as the mind is absorbed, it's full of thoughts, according to that full of thoughts, we are given another gross body. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Antakali janjanabhati swaran bhavam sajatanti kalivaram. Bhavam, the attitude, the modes of the mind at the time of death will carry me to the next crossroads. Therefore, it is necessary to prepare ourselves what kind of body we are going to get after death. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, after death, the soul, tatha dehantara prati, gets another birth. Now, we can see in our experience, there are so many different types of bodies. There are 900,000 species of bodies in the water. There are 2 million different types of bodies in the vegetable kingdom, in the trees and plants. There are 1,100,000 species of life in the insect kingdom. There are 1 million types of bodies in the bird kingdom. There are 3 million types of bodies in the beast life. And there are 400,000 species of bodies in the human society. Out of them, the civilized man is considered to be perfectly in bodily situation. So, this human form of body is given to us by nature to understand God. In other forms of life, there is no chance of understanding God. Therefore, it is our duty, everyone's duty, before the next step comes, we must understand what is God. If you simply misuse this body like cats and dogs, then you are missing the chance. We cannot say that we are free. That is not possible. We are completely under the control of the material nature. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Pratite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvata. Ahankara vimura atma iti mannate imura. That we, every one of us, we, at the present moment, in our conditional state of life, we are completely under the, mercy or care of the material nature. There are 3 modes of material nature, namely goodness, passion and ignorance. When we are under the control of the material nature, we associate with either of these qualities. If we associate with the quality of goodness, then we are promoted in the higher world. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdham gacchanti sattvasva madhye tishtanti rajasa jaghanna gunavittishta adho gacchanti tamasa. Means, those who are associating with the most material nature goodness, they will be promoted to the higher planetary system.
So,
yes. Those who are associating with the modes of passion, they remain in the middle planetary system. So, as it is said, that in the beginning was the world, that means before the creation, there was a transcendental sound. That word of transcendental sound is not like the material sound. If we associate with the transcendental sound, Hare Krishna, then we become purified to become transcendental. Just like we can have a crude example, to take one iron rod and put it to the fire. The iron rod will be warmer and gradually it will be red hot. When it is red hot, then it is no longer the iron rod, it is fire. So how it has become fire? By association with the fire. Simply, therefore, if you simply keep yourself touched with God by the vibration of transcendental sound, gradually you become God. So as soon as you become godly, you become the same quality, aishajyasa samagrasa, full riches, full power, full strength, full knowledge, everything full. Therefore the basic instruction is Tamasi Ma Jyotir Dama. Don't keep yourself in darkness. Come to the light. So our only request is at the present moment the whole world is for want of godly understanding, they are in darkness. So, our duty is when we have got this privilege of this human form of life, we should not keep ourselves in darkness. Darkness means without any knowledge of the soul and God. So long I am thinking that I am this body, it is in darkness. So except the human being, any other living being, they are all in darkness. Therefore, human being's business is not to keep himself in darkness, but come to the light. So long we have got this material body, there are four necessities of life. They are eating, sleeping, sex, intercourse and defense. So the cats and dogs, they also eat, they sleep, they have sex life and they can defend us. So therefore, a human being should not be educated only for these four principles of animal necessities. The human necessity is to understand God. Therefore, in civilized human society, there is some system of religion. Either you call it Christianity, Mohammedanism or Hinduism, in civilized society there must be some form of religion. And a human being is supposed to follow the principles. To have complete knowledge about God and Himself. To know what is the relationship between God and me. And what is the goal of life. So, it doesn't matter whether you are Christian, Hindu, Muslim. The real purpose of life is to know God. And in the Vedic literature it is said, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, a religion, means the course given by God. Just like in the state, they have a practical experience. We, if we abide by the laws of the state, then you are good citizen, peaceful citizen. What is that?
You
may not like her, but if you don't follow, you'll be punished. Anyway, if you do not follow the codes or laws of the state or God, then certainly you will be punished. You may declare independence, but there is no, the possibility of such independence. That requires knowledge.
He's saying that there are some people who like to ask some questions.
So immediately if you want to put some questions, then you can stop. Or if you want me to go on speaking, I'll speak as you like. We can stop speaking.
I can say that then after we have questions.
Yes, and we'll have questions after the lecture is finished. We'll
have no. We can finish it now. So, now let us conclude that there is God, and God's word or God's vibration means God is perfect. As soon as we accept the word of God, then we have to conclude that God is a person. Just like you are vibrating some words, I am vibrating some words, this means both of us, we are all persons. So the word of God and God is not different, but God is person and speech. If he speaks, then he hears, he smells, he eats, everything, all the activities are there. If he cannot hear, then our prayer to him, O God, give us our daily bread, is useless. So, from this statement of the scriptures, either it is Bible or Bhagavad Gita, it is understood that God is a person like you. That is the statement of the Dila. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana Ego Jubahunam Jidhatu Kama. Namely, that God means He is the Supreme Being. In the dictionary also it is stated God means the Supreme Being. We are all beings, but God is the Supreme Being. Just like in every state, there are citizens, but there is one chief citizen, he is president or something like that. He is the chief living being among all living beings. God is eternal, we are also eternal. God is also living being, we are also living being. This is the meaning. But God is one, we are many. And what is the significance of that one? That is stated, Eko jo bahunam viladati kama. That one is maintaining so many living beings. That is all. So, because he is a person, we are also a person, but he is the person who maintains us. Therefore, we go to God and beg for our daily bread. So our constitutional position is that we are predominated and God is predominator. We are very small, God is very great. At the present moment, we have defined this position, therefore we are in trouble. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we are educating people that you are always subordinate to Krishna. You surrender unto Him and you will be happy. Do not remain in rebellious condition of life, just surrender to God and you will be happy. That is the final conclusion of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam saraṇam vraja. So you are planning, we are planning so many things to become happy, but everything is failure. But if we take this plan, take a surrender to God, then every problem will be solved. Our Krishna consciousness movement is not that you are Hindu, you become Christian, or if you are Christian, you become Hindu. That is not our plan. Our only request is that every one of you to try to understand God, love Him, and be happy. The final conclusion in the Bhagavad Gita is that if you want to be peaceful, if you want the peace of your mind, you should understand three things. That three things are that to understand that the God is the supreme enjoyer. This is one. He is the proprietor of everything. And He is friend of everyone. If you learn these three things only, then you can to be guilty. That God is the proprietor, God is the enjoyer, and God is the supreme friend of everyone. Then may your life be successful. And this simple thing should be understood by you by chanting God's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
If we show Krishna,
Hare means the energy of God. And Krishna means God, all attract. Similarly, Rama means God. So there are three words in this verse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Rama. So anyone can chant these three names, Hare Krishna, Rama, and make his life perfect. I hope you can join us in this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That we arrange. That arrange. Now you can ask. That's all.
Oui. So, he's saying that we are actually explaining what is God according to Bhagavad and Bhagavad Gita. So, you want to know if you're able to talk that way, you have met God. And if God, you have seen God. And if God has given you the authority for being seated on this Jatasan and receiving the obeisances of your disciples.
Yeah, you can also get this position. If you know God and if you can speak about God, then you are also welcome to sit here and speak about God. Why? You can talk about everything and why not about God? But that is your statement. But the Bible statement, Bhagavad Gita statement is different. Why shall I take you as authority?
Je pense que Dieu ne donnerait pas à un maître quelconque le droit de s'asseoir sur un trône et d'avoir des couvertures. freedom.
Huh?
He said God gives you freedom. And God doesn't.
How do you know him? First of all, let me know how you know him about God, that he is freedom or gift of that. How you know him? So I have got my own knowledge of God, as you have got. Why you disagree with me? So, if you want to hear me, I can get down from the floor. Now let us chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Chant.
What?